Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Dude, during that scene with Marina and Lisa, when they were out to lunch, all I kept thinking was, I know that this alliance doesn't last. You know, I don't know if you missed it on Watch What Happens Live. Lisa was asked if it's still cool with Lenny's mother-in-law. And she said, no. Marina is now fully on Lenny's side. So as I was watching this, that last scene with the two of them at lunch or whatever, coffee. No, they got food. Excuse me. I was like, uh-oh, when does it turn? I'm sure it's got to do with money, right? I hate saying that, but you know, if your son is a successful plastic surgeon, I'm sure you were kind of banking on some sort of financial security, you know? But oh my God, what a piece of trash he is. God, and he's so unattractive. He wasn't ever attractive. Like, you never looked at Lenny and were like, man, what a hottie. But now especially, he's like a wax figure blob of filth. Oh my God, let's just get into it. Let's just get into it. Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. Oh, that's me, by the way. I'm Emily. I'm your host on this journey, and I speak Bravo, as I'm sure most of you do too.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip, you fool.
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show. Well, another episode of She Speaks Bravo with yet another audio disclaimer. There is a fluttering and a popping going on throughout this whole episode, and I considered just scrapping the episode altogether and doubling up next week, but you know what? You guys would kill me. So it's distracting. It's horrible. I can't remove it. I'm sorry. I say it won't happen again all the time, so I'm not going to say that because I think I'm just lying. But it's very distracting. It keeps popping up throughout the entire episode, guys. I'm sorry. I was going to re-record the whole thing tomorrow, but it is really hard to re-record a recap. It's really hard to pretend like you didn't already say all the things you already said because you already said them. Okay?
I'm going to give you this right here.
So we're on the bus with the continuation of the feud with Alexia and Adriana, and Julia's chiming in. Julia gave great hand choreography with this, but it was almost like a nursery rhyme because when she does like a, when your cover is blown, you open your mouth so loud and you don't shut up. If you're not watching this, you couldn't see what I was doing. But if you go back and watch it, she makes it goes when your cover is blown, like showing like the wind. And then she goes, you open your mouth so loud, making like a crocodile, And then you don't shut up. She uses her two hands like puppet hands. I was really, really stoned when I watched this, if you couldn't tell. I was picking up on a lot of really stupid things. I note, though, that Adriana is actually smiling behind Alexia, who's not smiling, obviously, but Adriana was amused at Julia chiming in. And Alexia's like, you're trying to put me down and it's not going to work. And you know what an interesting, this is what's so great about Miami is you get these different cultures fighting, bringing completely different energies, but equally passionate and just, like we love it. Because Julia goes, no, I don't shame women like you do. I don't have to punish you. You punish yourself, Alexia, by being who you are. So Russian. But then Alexia, so Cuban, like, that is the problem. You're jealous. I'm always going to be in the spotlight because I was born to be a star. Like, I wanted her to get up and start dancing. Now, okay, so the cameras, because obviously this is a rigged van. We don't have, like, a full crew up. So you've got a camera in the back, and it's the one kind of, like, over the shoulder of Julia facing Alexia, because I wanted to see like what face Gertie could have made because I couldn't quite tell. You see Gertie lean forward when Alexia says that, kind of like, huh? Like, what did you seriously just say? And Alexia goes, you don't need to make that face. Gertie in her confessional. Listen, I know Gertie is annoying, but I think the thing about Gertie, that even though Larsa has already said, you know, you can kind of butt out of the whole like divorce advice thing because we got this, like Gertie's extra. She's the most. She does it all. But Gertie clearly is a great friend. So she's not ill-intended, but she's just doing the most, right? So in her confessional, she's like, I've never been spoken to that way. She's about to catch my wrath. So again, another really passionate, different culture. This is like a beautiful recipe. We are mixing in these spices and flavors, and we are getting this fucking recipe of amazingness. And someone, I think it was one of my friends on Instagram, said that there was the saturation of the film, like because the colors look different, right? The colors are like brighter, and so that's something they do in post. They make them, they saturate them just a little bit, because I mean, I'm like visually stimulated by the whole thing. Oh, I have to watch each episode so many times before I can get through taking notes, because I keep forgetting that I'm supposed to be taking notes, because even though I've already seen it, I'm like, oh, fuck, hold on, I got to go back, because I was just mesmerized. What was I saying? See, I'm blown away. Okay, that's right. So, you know, she says, don't look at me like that, Gertie. And then Alexia and Adriana start going back and forth a little bit, but they pull up to lunch and they're like, please, we have to go to lunch. Okay, so they get into lunch. They do this like mojito making thing. And, you know, just a little tip when you're muddling, you don't actually want to bruise the mint too much. It will make it taste a little bitter. You want to bring out the flavor of the mint. Just a tip if you're doing a little at-home cocktailing or if you are a bar manager. Anywho, oh shit, my cat is about to knock over Penny. Penny, don't even think about it. Penny, Penny, Penny. Okay, Adriana goes back up. She goes to the guy. She goes, can I get a little top up on her mojito? That man does not stop pouring. There was like a full inch and a half gap, and he kept pouring. He poured the rum to the top. That was like another shot and a half. And her confessional, though, very telling. She said that they all felt bad for Alexia for a long time because she had just one catastrophe after the next. But I think we are having a revelation on the real Alexia. She's not so sweet. I think this is true. Very true. And here is Alexia saying, I wasn't trying to offend anybody. I'm not friends with women. You might not think it. I'm a feminist. I support women. Okay, girl. Okay. Nothing about being completely unaware of the fact that Russian women aren't prostitutes by choice 90% of the time is a feminist. Okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. That's base level. When I got my feminist card, I had to learn that. That's on the test. Prostitution, we've all switched mindsets now. We used to blame the women and let the Johns go. Like when cops would do those raids, they'd be like, "Listen, buddy." But now we switched it and we go, "Hey, woman, do you need help?" And they're like, "My pimp is going to kill me." So, no. And then they slip them a phone number, like call whenever you can. Because human trafficking and sex trafficking is a huge problem. So, yeah, that's like basic. Moving on. Marisol and Larsa, they're talking about how Formula One, F1's going to be in Miami and parking is going to be crazy, and how Lisa wants to go around, but Lenny was like, I'm going to be all up in F1 with my girl, so fuck you. I would be like, no, Lisa should not be anywhere where she could run into them. Marisol's like, no, not at all. But isn't it so Larsa? Larsa in her confessional's like, absolutely Lisa should go, because Lenny needs to know that he can't dictate where she goes. Larsa would be the type that would totally show up everywhere her ex would be, just to be like, I'm here. Like savage, like that. Like, that's right. Yeah, what? Because she's that bitch, you know? I'm like loving Larsa this season, 100%. So Julia's like, okay, they're all sitting, now they're sitting at lunch. And she's like, where do we go from here? Because I don't believe we hate each other. Now, they did a trickery thing with the editing. They edit, even though they don't show Alexia say this, they edit in her saying, are we still talking about this? But when they cut over to Alexia, it doesn't seem like she said anything like that. So I feel like they pulled that audio from some other scene. And I hate when they do that. Because let's pretend she didn't say that and go with what we actually see Alexia say. And what we see her say in response to that is, I didn't mean to hurt you, but when Adriana starts chiming in, it's hard. That's a much more normal response and less bitchy response than if Julia had said, if she really had been like, are we still talking about that? Like, take that out of the scene and let's say it. Let's do it what I really think happened. Julia says, where do we go from here? I don't believe we hate each other. And Alexia pauses and goes, well, yeah, I didn't mean to hurt you, but when Adriana chimes in, it's hard. Way less bitchy than what they added in, because it didn't even sound like the same audio, like from the same scene, you know, like the same background noise and stuff in it. Because they do that and I don't like it. Because it's literally like, it's like creating fake dialogue, literally. Alexia is like, I apologize. What more do you want from me? Nicole is very team Alexia. She's very team Alexia in her confessionals. And she is like, she doesn't mean to come across abrasive, but she as abrasive as she does. And it's interesting because last season, they were very much foes, and now they're not. So, but Julia's like, it really hurt me because you know that I'm going through a tough time with Martina and the kids. And then you're like, I'm jealous of your life. It was kind of low. And Alexia's like, my life hasn't always been perfect. And then Gertie uses this segue to go, no one's life has, and we don't need to compare it either. I feel like some people get the microphone and then some people don't get the microphone, and I'm tired of this shit. And everyone is like, what? Now look, Here's the problem, because it felt, this is, I think everyone knew deep down that this was about something else. I think everyone knew that this was about the whole divorce, you shouldn't chime in about the divorce thing. And I think that's why they were like, what are you talking about? But the other thing is too, she isn't the best communicator, you know? So they were talking about, like, because Nicole was adding in to this conversation, this back and forth with Julia. Nicole did add in, like, yeah, you know, what happens is, like, Adriana steps in and then other people step in and, like, we kind of start piling on top of each other and then it gets out of control. And then along comes Gertie, who's like, and then some people can have the microphone and other people can't. And it felt like it was some other personal thing as opposed to something that was relevant to this conversation. And I feel like the instinct was to be like, what? Huh? However, what I'm going to say is that Gertie then goes on a really fast talking, like, some people can have the microphone and everyone's like, and then some people can't, and then you can't listen. And then she has one of those. And Marisol, you know, because she doesn't have patience at all, she goes, I'm lost. But Larsa, who was the one that said, you haven't been through divorce, don't try to chime in, Larsa goes, no, let her tell her story. We got to listen to Gertie talk. And I thought, well, look at you, you know? Look at you. Larsa is like, I see what's happening here. Gertie wants to be heard. I can read through the lines, and I'm not against that. So then, but Gertie's pissed at Marisol because she's thinking it's okay, and it's very dismissive. Instead of saying, I'm confused, what do you mean? And trying to understand her, she thinks she can just go, I'm lost, and like not try and understand. You know what I mean? And then Marisol freaks out because she realizes, like, I think I shouldn't have said that out loud. Like the I'm lost part. And then she looks over, she's like, Alexia looks confused. Anyone else confused? But like no one else is helping her. So she's like, I get confused. She's like, fuck, I think I said the quiet part out loud. This is probably where the alcohol and Marisol doesn't quite mix. This is probably where this is the issue here sometimes. And Gertie is so sincere. She's like, okay, let me start over. And then she tells Alexia that it was hurtful when she told her not to make that face earlier. And Alexia is like, okay, well, sometimes you make these faces. And then they go to Kiki and Marisol's confessionals where they confirm that Gertie makes these faces. And then, of course, I continue to pay attention to the Gertie faces. And I don't know if they do it on purpose, but they cut over to her actually quite a bit throughout the episode. And I'm like, oh, she does make a lot of faces. Like at this point now we have a feud. The feud is real. Alexia was already pissing Gertie off. Right? Yeah. And then Gertie was already mad at Alexia for making her feel less than and feel like an employee, basically, like someone who works for her. For some reason, Gertie goes, enough already. I'm like, you're the one doing it, but that's okay. So Alexia's like, let's go make cigars. So they go, everyone but Adriana and Gertie go. And Adriana's actually very much, and it's sweet because Gertie and Adriana had a big feud last season. So it's nice to see them getting along. And Gertie and Adriana call it like a hierarchy and a pecking order in the group. And Gertie in her confessional, this is housewives energy, you guys. If you're going to stick around in a group this strong, I think that like that is sort of the route to take. If you are Gertie, she can't help but be herself. Like she can't change herself. She can't be anything other than who she is. So I like that she's deciding not to like adjust it. I have a feeling that she'll kind of stumble, maybe. The audience may not appreciate it this season, but they will by next season. She's going to have a cool character arc Give her, like, she's going to grow and evolve, and it's going to be really cool to watch because Alexia is going to have a rough season. It's pretty clear. But the thing about having a rough season in a cast like this is it's not like you're the only one having a rough season. Everyone has layers and they're complex. I'll tell you something. Nicole is not bringing nearly enough to the table for me. She's got a perfect life. That's her angle. And her dad's a little bit of a problem, but there's something is going to come up in a bit where she does something in her confessional yet again that's annoying. And I'm like, you're kind of bugging me. They roll some cigars and Marisol's like, all right, we have a shaman coming. So we're going to get a shaman later. And that ends up being a great scene. Oh, here's the, okay. So Nicole's leaving early because she has to work. And her confessional, remember she had a weird confessional? Was it last week? Maybe the week before? But she has to leave work early and she goes, working is way easier than being with these girls. Because unfortunately, I can't give these girls anesthesia when I want to. I'm like, you need to stop rehearsing your fucking lines before confessionals because you cannot pull it off. I hate when they start to do this. Tamara, I love Tamara, but she does this really bad. Kyle does it really bad. Yeah. Nicole, she's very cute. She's very sassy, but she's getting off real easy this season. So far. But she is going to feud with Alexia. That's right, because Alexia did some press interview and said that the people that have changed the most are... That's right. Oh my God. What am I saying? Nicole might be on Alexia's side right now, but Alexia did an interview saying that the people that have changed the most are Nicole and Gertie. So what's about to happen? We didn't even see anything in the trailer, did we? I mean, we see Nicole doing that little tiny violin thing in the trailer. Okay. There's hope yet. I retract my statement. I apologize. So they're all kind of getting ready for dinner. And Adriana tries to call Thierry. Is that how you say his name? To ask him if he's married. But she's very annoyed at the women, Marisol and Alexia, because they're all happy and married. And she's just like, why are they trying to make me look bad? Did anyone else notice that Alexia's nipple had to be blurred? Because she was just sitting there with her nipple out. The coolest thing about going into a new year is you just don't know what kind of adventures you are going to get into. Like, you don't know where you're going to travel. Maybe you'll get a new job. I don't know. Maybe you'll pick up a new skill. But there's no better way to prepare for whatever life is going to throw your way than learning a new language with Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that has sold over 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and bite-sized language lessons, you can feel confident no matter where the New Year's takes you. Like, I'm going to Tulum, honey. I'm going solo, and I need to sharpen up my Spanish. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson. You can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks, okay? Other language learning apps use that AI technology to build their programs. Not Babbel. Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts, and they're voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. Babbel has 14 different languages available. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you work on your pronunciation and accent. Vital. You do not want to sound like Shannon Bedore speaking Spanish. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you have access to podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning lesson today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/she speaks. That's babbel.com/she speaks to get 55% off your subscription.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They get to dinner and Larsa's sitting with Kiki and she's like, I just wish I was more like Marisol and didn't eat. And as Marisol's walking up, she's like, I hear my name. What are you saying? And she's like, I just wish I was like you and didn't eat. I had a whole thing of chips. And I don't believe Marisol for 1 second. When she's like, I ate chips too and the cheese. I'm like, Marisol, you ate a chip and you ate a bite of cheese. But I think that was sweet that she let Larsa feel good. I think that was absolutely just so that Larsa felt better about it. But you know she didn't eat that. You know she didn't eat that. Okay, so Thierry calls Adriana on her way up to the dinner. She first is speaking to him in a different language, and did they subtitle it? I think they did. But then she puts him on speaker, and he says he's been divorced, 100% divorced for almost 3 years. Okay. So now they're all sitting around the dinner table. They've all gathered, and Adriana brings up her music video, and they're all going to be in it. This is where I noticed they flash over to Gertie and she's making the faces. I'm like, oh, I guess this is a thing where she's constantly making faces. And I guess it would be distracting if like you're talking and someone is making faces. I guess you assume that they are making faces about what you are saying. But then Adriana tells the group about what Thierry said. And she's so confident. But then Alexia pulls out the marriage license. Now, the marriage license says he's been married for 22 years. Julia's like, how often are public records updated? And Gertie goes, well, he said he's been divorced for 3 years. Like that, you know, that would be. And Larsa goes, got it. Okay. I don't know what that meant. I think she meant like, so he's not, so he's lying. And then Gertie's confessional is, how fucked up of Alexia to do this like publicly, to bring it out like on camera, basically, and embarrass her like that. I don't know where I land on that. I don't know how would she have known that Adriana was going to bring it up at the dinner? How did she know that that conversation was going to happen as they walked up to dinner and she was going to say, I just got off the phone with him? I don't know how this is going to play out, but if she's got a public record that says married and there's no divorce public record, we don't know how it's going to play out. I don't even know how to look up shit like that. So I would, but, you know, I think I do think that she's just trying to look out for her. Or could she just be texting her this? I guess she could just pull her aside and be like, girl, I think he's married. I guess the fact that it's all happening on camera, that's the part that's the problem. All of it's been on camera. Huh, that's it. That's what it is. Got it. Because Alexia could have showed her this before. I've heard, like, she didn't just say, I've heard he's very married. She said all that stuff, but she could have been like, no, here's the fucking marriage license. Oh, shit. Okay. But also, that doesn't matter because he could have been like, I've been separated forever. She won't divorce me. You know, like, he could have said that. He could have said, yeah, she, like, no matter what I do, she doesn't want to give me a divorce, but we don't live together. We haven't been together in X, Y, Z amount of years for these reasons. And okay. All right. Lisa calls and dude, you guys, I was confused as all hell because why did she need to say she found evidence? Like she knows the woman was over there. I mean, it's disgusting that he didn't bother cleaning up. But when she's like, they're fucking, right? Alexia's face. She's like, the most hilarious visual, though, is little tiny Marisol with her non-glammed face just sitting on Alexia's lap in the confessional. And they're like, hello. I mean, I can't believe I even had to answer that. Yes. They're fucking. Are you crazy? Why do you think he wanted her to come over? Don't make me say that. Don't make me answer that question. What's wrong with you? Don't make me be like, yes, they are fucking. Jesus. Adriana is like, change the locks. And if he gets aggressive, call 911. And everyone's like chiming in. This is like real, real friendship right here. Larsa grabs the phone and she goes, listen, I know that we're all giving you a headache right now, but I'm going to call you later when I get back to my room so we can talk. And I'm like, oof, that's a real one. You know, she's going to be on the phone with her till like 3 a.m. again, whatever she needs. Ugh, love it. But now it's shaman time. Ooh, this was good. Larsa was so in it. She's like, when he said close your eyes, she's like, I'm there. My eyes are closed. She's like, her confessional, she goes, this shaman kind of gives me baby Jesus vibes. I mean, I'm expecting him to like walk on water. And Alexia in Spanish, she's like, he's Cuban. So even if he doesn't know what he's doing, he's going to tell you a good story that you're going to believe it. By the way, I was told that I'm saying it's supposed to be Adriana. I need to remind me. Adriana. I'll try to remember. So they all go through it. But someone who I found very interesting was Kiki. She was sobbing in such a beautiful way. And she was scared to be all by herself and start over. And I'm like, can we explore that more? What did you mean? Tell me everything. The crying was so real and it was beautiful. Adriana's was hard. She said she would wake up to the sound of her mom crying because her dad would cheat on her all the time. It was a great way to end the trip. They were very vulnerable and they all got a lot out of it. But then we go to Adriana's music video rehearsal. Kiki is the only one there. Adriana's outfit is so hilarious. It's a thong leotard with a hoodie. And like it's like a gray camouflage with leggings. And it's a little baggy too because she's so skinny. No one's coming. No one's showing up. Like literally no one else but Kiki is there. And Jonathan, the director, shows up. Meanwhile, Marisol, Alexia, and Larsa meet for lunch. Now, I don't know if this was at the exact same time or if that was just editing, but none of them had any intention of going to the music video rehearsal. Like zero. But this music video director was fucking intense. Like, dude. Oh my God. He scared me. I was like, he's going to kill somebody. For real. So Larsa's like, okay, guys, this has been a weekend. She went out with Lisa to an F1 party and they ran into Lenny and the girl and it got ugly. And then they cut over to Lisa meeting Marina for lunch. And then she tells the Formula One story, but she definitely leaves out the part that she was filming him. And she's like, I go up to them and I'm like, I say to her, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And she licked her lips. Because then Marina goes, and people were probably watching and taking video. I'm like, well, now we know that she was actually the one doing that. Marina's like, what kind of woman is she? She is evil. And Lisa goes, Lenny is not such a great person himself. They're both at fault. And Marina's like, I can't fully say that. I'm like, yeah, that's your son, ma'am. And then Larsa is telling the girls the version of what happened. She goes, so I see Lenny walk in with the girl. I start to have a heart attack. And I wanted to be like, okay, girl, but you said you thought that Lisa should go out and run into Lenny possibly. So, okay, you had to know this was coming. But then she starts texting Lisa, where are you? And she's like, Lisa's in the bathroom. So I'm like, oh, fuck, are they going to run into each other in the bathroom? And then she's recording them holding hands. He left and Lisa's crying. Ugh. So Lisa's crying with Marina at lunch. And she's like, I'm going to be a single mom. And then in her confessional, she's like, I should have seen it coming with the first affair. And so they cut to the reunion from last season. I didn't realize that. Did she say the first affair was 8 years ago? Did she say that? I might have heard that wrong, but I was like, fuck, 8 years. But yeah, bitch, you should have seen it coming because of the way he was treating you, too. Like, he has been so checked out. You've been begging him to, like, just say I love you. But Marina goes, you have 100% our support. And Lisa goes, cries. She's so heartbroken. Oh, it looks like it hurts so much. So now it's Larsa and Alexia and Marisol. And she's like, did you guys see the fucking post this new girlfriend posted of her new watch that Lenny bought her? And I don't know anything about this crap, right? So all I know is what Alexia says. And she goes, oh, it's an AP and Lisa has one. He goes, at least he didn't take it from her. And so Alexia presents the idea that he had been telling her this all along and Lisa was just not dealing with it. And Larsa says he probably told her things because nobody acts like that. Like, so they're basically saying that he had essentially been like, we're done. Like, you won't get it. We're done. Alexia's like, he probably told her, listen, you better start telling your friends because you know that it's been over between us for months, if not over a year. And Marisol says, maybe she didn't get it. And now he's like, I'm going to throw it in your face. Oh, I kind of think that too. Don't you kind of think that? I kind of think that. Because it doesn't make sense. He's so vicious. And it's not like he's been... Alexia reminds them that Lisa asked them if they were having sex, like Lenny and the girlfriend in the keys. Like, she's like, can you believe that she asked that? And Lars is like, they're having sex in the club. Okay. Like, they're having sex. All right. And they're just, you know, heartbroken. And then Larsa goes, hold on, I got one more bomb to drop. And then drops the bomb about Julia. Her friend saw Julia making out with a guy at the surf club. How do we feel about that? You know, I've thought for a minute, to be honest, that Julia maybe wasn't a lesbian. Fully just a lesbian. Maybe she's bisexual. And Martina was, because that's what happens to a lot of people, where sometimes it's just the person. And having to label sexuality is sort of limiting. And maybe Martina was just Martina, and now she's, you know, actually more attracted to men at this stage in her life. I think fluid is a fair assessment. I would not be surprised, but here's what I'm more confused about. Does she go out? I feel like she's just on her farm. That's where I was like, what's the surf club? Like, what time? What day? Who was she with? What was she wearing? Like, she seems like someone who doesn't go out unless she's forced to go out for cameras. You know what I mean? That's the part that got me. I was like, I don't know about that. She's such like a homebody, you know? So that's where I was like, maybe not. Anyway, guys. This is probably going to be the last show, unless you are a Patreon member, because I'm going to be releasing the Vanderpump Rules episode. But this will be the last show of 2022. It has been an amazing year for the pod. So thank you to everybody who has listened and watched and supported. We've been through a lot. What a journey. And way more fun things to come in 2023, of course. So I love you guys, mean it, and have a great new year. And I will see you in 2023. Bye. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. If you wouldn't mind, if you are listening, could you please leave a 5-star rate and review? That would be amazing. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed. Like this video and comment below. That would also be fantastic. Don't forget, I've got the Patreon up and running now. That is where all the Bravo jams will be covered. I'm talking Table Flip. I'm talking old school Atlanta. I'm talking old school Beverly Hills. All the good stuff that brought us together as Bravo fans. And of course, follow me on social media if you're not already at She Speaks Bravo on TikTok and on Instagram. And if you want to go that extra mile to support me, buy me a coffee, or two, or five, at buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.